We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, Trey. How's it going, buddy?
Man, it's good. We are back from the Fantasy Football Expo in Canton, Ohio. What an amazing trip we had. Just want to first of all thank all of the people that showed us support and came out and bragged on us and talked up our booth and had a great time with us. We really appreciate all of you, and we really enjoyed spending time with you this weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great time, man. Like, there's what I expected it to be and then actually what it was, man. And it was just a lot of fun, man. We got to meet Dez Bryant. He was there. Literally got to talk to him.
Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Dez Bryant, baby. Dez Bryant in this house.
Definitely. Definitely. And then, you know, it was a 13-hour drive. So long, you know, tough drive, but we got there. And we got our stuff. We had everything ready to go. We were prepared. The first day we got there, we didn't do a whole lot. We checked in, kind of mingled around, chit-chatted, went to the party Friday night. They had bag-o tournaments. I mean, there was food everywhere. It was just a bunch of meeting and communion with people. It was awesome. Saturday, we did a Ninja Warrior course, which was awesome. We were doing all kinds of stuff.
Come on.
I think we're good.
Told you, dog.
Judges, we're good.
You got it, baby.
Yeah!
Nice! Man, just really wore us out. On top of that, we did a flag football game on Saturday. That's where we met Dez. He went out there, and of course, he got the dub. I don't know if I'm being a little judgmental, but I think it's they had a little handicap on everybody else, but, you know.
Yeah, he tried to play quarterback for most of it, but I think when it started becoming championship time, the athlete inside him was like, all right, it's time to get back to what I know, baby.
Put the team on my back.
That's right. And apparently he had an amazing freaking interception, mm-hmm. just jumping through the air, doing what Dez does, and he definitely caught that bad boy.
And then, after that, you know, Sunday we had the actual expo where we had our booth set up. We had people come by. We gave away tons of jerseys. We had all kinds of people come by, talk to us, you know, networking, communication. You know, we met these great guys from Coffee Shop Sports. Shout out to those guys over there. The guys at the Fantasy Football Forum, Tyler and Josh, they were awesome, man. Big things they're doing over there. You guys definitely need to check that out.
Yeah, that's right. Fantasy Football Advice Forum. Awesome guys over there. They sponsored the party on Saturday night. It's going to be a great place for fantasy football players alike to get on and just kind of be around each other, talk about it with like-minded individuals, which is exactly what the expo was, I think. Just, you know, and you really could have thrown all these people in a big room, and I still think it would have been awesome, Trey.
No doubt. We had a great time. What an experience. I'm so glad we did it. I can't wait to do it again next year. Shout out to Bob Lung for putting together such an excellent expo and having everything run so smoothly. I mean, there was not a problem I seen all weekend.
Exactly. It was a great time. I recommend it 100%. Great stuff, buddy. Great stuff. What do you think? Are we going to go next year?
Oh yeah, we have to, man. I mean, it was too good not to. I definitely can't wait. I've already got it set on the calendar. I think it's 9th through the 12th.
Yeah.
Next year, he's already got the colors picked out. Kind of looks like the Cleveland Browns colors. Not a big fan, but you know what? He's got to switch it up every year, so I get it.
That's right. Again, thank you guys. Thank you, Bob Lung. Thank you, Coffee Shop Sports. Thank you, Fantasy Forum. And thank you to the Fantasy Sports Court, man. I was really excited to meet all those guys over there. You know, Commissioner Cooper, the PSR guys, Patriot Sports Radio, Chris and Eric. I mean, Chris Fox was over there. all those guys over there, man.
Can't forget to mention the guys. I was thinking, we met all those other new people, but these guys, we've already known from the podcast, but we did get to meet them in person, which was awesome. Felt like I'd known them forever, definitely great to meet everybody in person. I mean, just all around a big weekend for 4th and Flex.
That's right. Hey, and I didn't want to forget people. Shout out Jordan Thomas. Shout out Travis Sumter. Shout out all these great guys. And hey, I got to meet D-Bro from Fantasy Pros, and he was talking about wanting to come on the show. So that might be something interesting, people, for the future. Keep watching. Maybe D-Bro pops on here and drops some knowledge on us.
No doubt. I mean, D-Bro was awesome, man. Very down to earth. Cool. I know he's up there with the Fantasy Pros, and we're just a little guy right now. But hey, I think he saw something in us, and I'm excited to get him on the show.
I think so too, man. And he was so humble and just such a good dude. And Dez was too, man. Dez walked into the flag football on Saturday, right? And he's just smiling, just everybody's cheering. Woo, Dez. He's smiling. He's fist bumping everybody, man. Just giving hugs. Just anybody who wanted an interview, he gave it to him, man. He's so humble. And then I seen him over on Twitter, just talking up about how it's such a big, great community and how so much love in one room. He said he had the best day of his life.
Walking Flex Fantasy Football.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Yeah. There's Brian, baby. There's Brian in this house.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. I had one of the best days of my life as well, so.
Yes sir. So guys, again, check out the Fantasy Football Expo in Canton, Ohio next year. We'll be there, and it's going to be a great time. So thank you guys.
You won't want to miss it.
Yes sir. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you on the next one.
Peace out, Canton.
Staying at this Airbnb in Ohio. It's kind of creepy. Trey's room's down there. I'm at the top of the stairs, and look at this motherfucker at the top of the stairs.